Oh, man. Thank you all for coming to church today. Please keep praying for pastors. He's sick, and Mrs. Larson, they're both sick today. I do have a special request to pray for today. Pray for Pastor Brother Hanks up in Lawrence, Kansas. He's had some problem. He had surgery on his eye. Something was torn or something. I got the detail. I didn't read it all, but he had surgery on his eye, and he's having to lay down for I think it's something somewhere around like 30 minutes every other hour or something in order for his head down, in order for that part to heal. And if any of y'all know Pastor Hanks, he is moving everywhere. You can't hold him down for anything. So and as they were having surgery, they found something wrong in his left eye too. So just be in prayer for him and what he's going through. And I just heard about it this past week, so be in prayer for him. And you know, he, my sisters are all up there, my brother, and they know Brother Hanks, and they know there's no way he's going to be able to put his head down for that long every day. So, but be in prayer for him, if you would, please be in prayer for Pastor and them, and all the other prayer requests that we mentioned. But turn in your Bibles this morning to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, please. And we'll read verses 21 through 29, just a couple verses here this morning. how many of y'all enjoy this cold weather? I know I asked that this morning, but Brother and Mrs. Bingham got a divided house there in the cold and the heat. One side's hot, one side's cold. But I do enjoy the cold. I just wish it was snowing. And that would be the best. Snow, some mountains, going skiing. That's just the best. I would much rather have a mountain than a beach side where it's all hot and sweaty. Ugh, no, I don't want to be like that. But turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 7. Read verses 21 through 29. And it says there, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes." Let's go ahead and have a word of prayer before we begin our service this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day that you've given to us. Lord God, we ask and we pray that you would hold off the weather, Lord, so we can have church tonight, and just hold off that weather, and so that we can be here and learn more about you. And Lord God, I pray for the people that are sick today, and I think of Brother Hanks, Lord, as he's going through a little bit of a rough time. Please be with him and touch him, Lord God, heal his body. And there's many people in this church building, Lord God, who I don't know what they have going on in their own lives, but there may be someone in here who's struggling with doubt or confusion or depressed about something. I pray, Lord God, that you would help to strengthen them and uplift them during this service and during this time, and just watch over everyone, Lord. Keep us all safe. Bless us, Lord. We need you. And Lord God, most importantly, I pray that these people would hear from you and not from me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I just want to talk to you about build your house on the solid rock. Building your house on the solid rock. Now, all of us have a house that we live in. All of us have drywall on our walls, and we have wood in the walls. We've got a roof, and that house, though, cannot stand if it does not have a solid foundation. And the same goes with your life and in my life. My life cannot stand unless I have a solid foundation which is built upon Jesus Christ. I cannot have a solid foundation if I am not living my life the biblical way. In this chapter here, it talks about two men. One man said, I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to do it what I want to do. I'm going to live my life the way I want to live. I'm going to build my life on sin. I'm going to build my life on foolishness. I'm going to mess around. I'm going to fool around. I'm going to do whatever I want to do, and I'm going to be a foolish man. I'm going to be unrighteous. I'm going to do what's wrong. I don't care about anyone else. I don't care about what people think of me. I'm going to live the way I want to live and do it the way I want to do it. I'm going to build my life on unholy living. I'm not going to go to church. I'm not going to teach others about Jesus. I'm not going to support the Bible. I'm not going to support Jesus. I'm not living for that. I want to do it my way. This is my life. This is my world. I get the right to do it my way. I'm going to live my life in pride. I'm going to live my life in envy. I want what he wants, and if he doesn't give it to me, I'm going to be jealous of him and mad at him if he doesn't give it to me. I want to do it the way I want to do it. I want to disobey. I want to have that lying tongue. I'm going to do it like this. Now, none of us are ever going to say that in our lives. None of us are ever going to say, I want to be wicked. I want to envy. But you know what we do at the time is that we do the exact same thing. We're wicked. We're envy. And you know what you're doing when you are being wicked, when you are envious, when you are full of pride, when you want to do it your way, is that you're building your house upon the sand. You're like as a foolish man building your house upon that sand. And we all have houses in here today, and that house and this building has to be put on a solid rock, on a solid foundation. You have to have concrete. You have to have rock. You have something that is a solid foundation, or your house will crumble. And so there's two men here, and one man says, I want to do it my way. My way, or the highway. It's all about me. I want to build my house on this, and I'm going to do it my way. Well, you know what he's doing is he's taking his house and he's putting it upon the sand, as just like the sand on the sea. He's building his house upon the sand. Do you really want to live your life as you're building your children and building your house and your life, your own spiritual life around sand? Do you really want to take your house and move it to the beach and put it on a sand block? No, your house is going to fall. Your house is going to crumble. God wants you to build your house upon the solid rock. God wants you to build your house upon Jesus Christ. God doesn't want you to build your house around alcohol. God doesn't want you to build your house around wicked, sinful living. God doesn't want you to build your house around homosexuality and the lust of the flesh. God doesn't want you to build your house on the sand of the sea. God doesn't want you to build your house upon the wrong things of this world. God doesn't want you to build your house around politics. Politics are worthless. You're not going to build your house upon nothing. You're putting your house upon a sand block if you are building your house around politics or the government. You're building your house upon wrongdoing. Don't build your house upon the sand. Build your house upon the solid rock of Jesus Christ. But I want to show you something. This foolish man who said, I want to do it my way. And by the way, that's what hell is going to be full of. People who said, I did it my way. That's what the cry of hell will be someday. See, God never sends anybody to hell. The hell was designed for the devil and his demons. God never said, I hate you and you just need to go to hell. If he did that, we'd all be there right now. But no, it wasn't. It's for the love of God that he helped us. He died on the cross to save us of our sin. And we get to live for him for all eternity. But there's people in the world today who say, I want to do it my way. I want to live the way I want to live, and I want to get all I can get, and I want to put in my bucket all that I can put, and I want to build my house upon a sand pile. And that's what they're doing. They don't say that verbally, but that's what they're doing. They're putting their house upon something that is going to crumble. And that foolish man works. And by the way, I'm not saying that work is a bad thing, but if work is getting you in the way of your relationship with Jesus Christ, you need to drop that work. Drop it. If your cell phone is getting in the way of you and Jesus Christ, I've told teenagers before who have come to me, they've had problems with pornography. I said, you know what you need to do with your cell phone? You need to go throw it in the trash and get a new flip phone. I said, you need to throw that thing away. You need to get rid of that thing out of your life, because I don't want them to be a foolish man and to build their house upon sand. Because someday, look what happened. And I'm getting there. I'm getting ahead of my message. But someday, this foolish man, all of a sudden some problem comes along to him someday. Some issue. I don't know what it is. But there's a lot of people in the world today who a problem will come. Maybe they walk into the doctor and they find out they have cancer. And their house is built upon sand. It says there, and the rains descended. Okay? The rains descended upon that house as he's built his house upon sand. The rain came down. You find out you have cancer. You've got 2 weeks to live. You know what's going to happen to that house? You know what's going to happen to that life? You know what's going to happen to those people who think that they can do it their way? Is that their way is going to fall and crumble. Their whole house is going to go and burn to pieces. They don't have a way out. There is no hope for someone who says, I want to do it my way. Because after death, we either go two places, and that is heaven or hell. It's either God's way or your way. Which one are you going to choose? You want to build your house upon the solid rock of Jesus Christ? Are you going to build your house upon foolish sand like the foolish man did? Which one is it going to be today, Christian? Which one is it going to be? I want you to build your house upon the solid rock. The winds came. Maybe he's got a problem with finances. Maybe you're in debt. Maybe you're struggling with that. Maybe you've got kids that are away from the Lord. Maybe you've got something that you're struggling with, but I'm telling you, build your house upon the solid rock, because if you don't, your house and your life will crumble. You see, I believe in here the Lord is using the house to show us our lives. He's telling you to build your life upon good, godly, Bible-based principles. He said, I want you to have a solid foundation. If I have a tree and it grows up, and that tree grows up, and it grows and grows and grows year after year, but it doesn't have any roots that go deep, you know what will happen one day? The winds will come. As I said, the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew. And you know what's going to happen to that tree? It's gone. It fell over. Its life is ruined and wrecked. You know how many times we've seen people who at their lives, the end of their lives, they get through it all, and then all of a sudden, their whole life just crumbles. They do wrong, or they sin, or something happens to their life, and they get depression, and then they take a gun to their head, and they shoot themselves. It's because they're building their life upon foolishness. They're building their life on wicked stuff. They're building life around alcohol and what they... It's all about them. It's all about I. It's all about me. I get what I want. Want what I want. I want this. I want all the nice things. That's not what life's about. That's not what life is about. But they're building their house on pillars. The Hollywood superstars built their house on sand pillars. On sand. Foolish sand. Wasting their life away to be put in front of a TV screen. That's all they're doing. They're living for money. I want this much money. I need money. I need this. Hey, the love of money is the root of all evil. Hey, we all need money to live. I believe that. But listen, money should not be your life. You should not, the devil should not control your life. As my dad always says, look in the mirror and say no. Say no to yourself. You know what the biggest enemy you have today is yourself. It's your flesh. The desires of the flesh. It is a daily struggle. It is a daily battle to deal with your flesh and the lust and the desire of yourself. You have to deal with that every single day. But if you give into that as a Christian, into the desires of your flesh, you're putting your house upon sand. You're putting it upon pillars of sand that are one day when a problem comes to you, you are going to fall just like that. You will fall flat on your face. You will fall just tremendously. You will be gone. But I'm telling you, build your house on the solid rock. There's another man who said, I'm going to build my house on righteousness. He said, I'm going to build my house on holy living. I want spiritual growth. I'm going to build my house on spiritual growth. I want to do discipleship. I want to grow in the Lord. I want to go soul winning. I want to do these things that are right. I want to live my life right. I want to be a faithful person. I'm going to build my house upon faithfulness. I'm going to build my house upon honesty. I'm going to be an honest man no matter what it takes. I will tell the truth no matter what it takes. If I lose my job, if I lose my wealth, if I lose it, I want to be honesty. I want to be an honest man. I want to build my house on being a servant. You know, in the Bible it says, the greatest of these shall be your servant. The greatest of these. The disciples said, oh, Jesus, can I sit by you when we get to heaven? I want to be by you. And he said, hey, that's not what it's about. It's about being a servant. You know, Jesus Christ was a servant as he gets down and he washes the feet of the disciples. Jesus Christ humbled himself. Jesus Christ got down and washed those feet and he did that because he wanted to show us humility. Hey, I want to be a servant just like Jesus Christ. I want to build my house upon righteous things. I want to build my house upon the solid rock. I want to do that. There might be coming a day in my life that if I don't build my house upon the solid rock, if I'm not a honest, a just man, a faithful man, that I'm afraid someday that the winds are going to come. I'm afraid someday that the rain is going to fall. I'm afraid someday that there's going to be something in my life where it could just take me out like that. And by the way, don't ever underestimate the devil. Don't ever underestimate the devil. Hey, don't ever, ever get in a boxing ring with the devil. Don't ever do it. You'll lose and you'll fall flat in your face every time. You let Jesus in that ring. You let Jesus in that ring and fight the devil for you. You get in your word. You get in the word. You fight wrongdoing. But I'm telling you what, don't ever, ever underestimate the devil. Build your house upon the solid rock because there's coming a day when something's going to happen and the devil is going to do something. I think of Job in the Bible. Job was a righteous man of God. Job was good. Job was a good, godly man who loved the Lord. Job wasn't making excuses. Job wasn't being dishonest. Job wasn't lying and stealing and killing and doing wrong. Job was being a righteous man. But guess what? One day, the winds came. One day, the rain started to fall. One day, the wind started to blow. And God tested his faith. God tested his house. And what happened to Job in that passage we read there? Job said, blessed be the name of the Lord. And you know what? I can't even tell you, after Job went through all of that, how many blessings he's got in heaven after he went through that whole heartache and that whole trial. But you want to know what Job's secret was? On the reason why he didn't crumble and curse God? He didn't say, God, you're not good. God, you're not holy. God, you've done this to me, and it's all about me again. Here we go. No, Job didn't do that. You want to know the secret of Job's life? Was because he started it young, and he wanted to serve God with his whole life, and he started to build his house upon a solid foundation. See, he built his walls up on prayer. He built his foundation on the Bible. He built his roof on soul winning. He built his things on doing what's right. He built his family on righteousness and holy living. He lived his life as a holy, just, pure man who did what's right. And even though he had everything taken from him, his house still stood. His life wasn't crumbled by depression. I mean, if the stuff that happened to Job happened to me, I'd probably be pretty depressed, pretty down about it. But Job said, no, The Lord taketh, the Lord giveth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It doesn't matter what comes in my life. I want to build my house upon a solid rock because I want my house to stand. And the same goes for you who are sitting in this pew today. You need to build your house on a solid foundation. You need to be just like Noah and keep building that ark because you know someday that a rain's coming. You know someday the floods are going to come. You know someday the winds are going to blow and they're going to test your faith. And God's going to test your faith. God's going to try your heart. God's going to test you or put something in your way. And maybe the devil puts something in your way. You know, God allowed the devil to put something in Job's way. Then God may allow the devil to put something in your way. Not because God is unholy, not because God is not righteous, but because he's trying to test you to see if you truly want to follow God. You see, we need Christians today who will stand up for what's right. We need Christians today who will say, I'm going to be holy. I want to build my house on spiritual things. I want to be a faithful person. I want to be honest. I want to be just. I want to do these things that I want to build my house and I want my house to last. Because there's coming a day that I know that the winds are going to blow. The problems of life are going to come. The issues of life. It happens to every single one of us got problems. Every single one of us have issues, burdens. We've got trials. We've got everything like that. But I'm telling you today, if you build your house like the foolish man and you don't listen to what Jesus has said and what God has told you to do, your house is going to crumble one day. I mean, how many Christians have we seen just fall off the cliff who we would never have believed would fall off? You know why? It was because they were building their house upon sand. Their house crumbled. Their house fell. Gone, just like that. When the winds come, when the trials come, when the burdens come, the heartaches, everything that comes in your life, and sometimes when it rains, it pours. It just keeps coming. And you've got this problem. You've got this problem. You've got this heartache. You've got this one. You're depressed. You've got that. But let me tell you something. If you've got Jesus Christ in your heart, if you have based your life upon the Bible and the Bible principles, that's all you need. That's all you need is Jesus Christ. If you were the last person living today, all you would need is Jesus Christ. Just need Jesus. That's all we need is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is righteous. He had holy living. He was spiritual. He was faithful. He was honest. The devil even tempted him, and he still lived holy. The devil tempted him with bread after he had fasted for a long time. I don't know about you, but after fasting, I would be eating. I love eating, okay? I love eating food. But I'm telling you, even God did that thing because God knew, Jesus knew that he's going to build his life upon a solid foundation. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God, Satan, is what God said. And I'm telling you today, Christian, the devil's going to tempt you. There's going to come a day when something's going to come up and he is going to tempt you. Whether you're in public or private, the devil's going to tempt you with something. And you've got the decision to make. Do I want to do it my way or do I want to do it God's way? Do I want to go build my house on solid foundation so that when this trial comes, I'm not going to fall flat on my face? Or am I going to do it God's way? And am I going to live righteous? Am I going to live honest? I'm going to just, I'm just going to do it God's way. I'm just going to do it God's way. I don't want my way. My way is the pathway to hell. I don't want that for me. I want to do it God's way. You say, well, preacher, I'm good enough. I can get to heaven on my own. I'm good enough. I can make it on my own. I just write the check out, you know, and pay for, you know, I've got plenty of money. I don't need God. You know, that is one of the worst spots you can be in as a Christian. You know, we need to go to God whenever our problems come. I truly believe that. We need to go to God whenever we have trials and stuff. But God is not your hospital. That's not all God is. Whenever the times are going good, even, You still need to get on your knees and thank God for the days that He's given to you. When the days are going good and you have a good health, you have legs that can walk, you have eyes that can see, you have a brain that can think. Most of us? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Except for Brother Nathaniel. I had to get him back. He's gotten me so many times. So, but no, God has given you so much. He's given you so much, and we can be so unthankful about how much God has given to us. A hot shower. I mean, even just having a shower. There's many people who don't even have a shower. They don't even bathe. There's many people who don't have food today. How many of y'all ate breakfast? How many of y'all are going to eat a cooked meal when you go home or something? How many of y'all are going to eat a meal this week? Yep, we're all going to do it. There's a lot of people who don't know that. But listen to me, Christian, is that you need to build your house upon the solid rock. Don't complain. Don't complain about what God has given to you. Hey, I have nothing to complain about. Just the other day, down at the North Texas tournament, we were there with our team this past week. And as I was driving, I looked over and I saw a man on the side of the road, and he was in a crutch, and he was missing his leg. Had no leg, and he was standing there just on the side of the road. And, you know, I looked at that man, I just thought, like, I looked down at my legs and I just said, thank you. You know, thank you, Lord, for that those legs that you've, you know, we take so much stuff for granted nowadays. We take it for granted and we think, oh, you know, oh, we complain, oh, it's this and this, and oh, why do I have this? And oh, I wanted a large fry instead of a small fry, you know, or whatever it may be. But, you know, you can just be thankful that you have those things. I'm so thankful I'm an American. I live in a country that has freedom. We were founded upon God's word. We were founded upon things that were righteous and holy men who founded this country. But I'm telling you today, Christian, is that there's coming a day in your life when your house is going to be tested, when your life is going to be tested by the devil. And the winds are going to blow. And that storm is going to come. And those people may talk bad about you behind your back. And you know it. But let me tell you something. Just keep plugging away. Just keep living for the Lord. Just keep going to the church. Hey, you can't. Hey, when the Pharisees were talking bad about Jesus, Jesus didn't worry about them. The Pharisees were saying, I want to do it my way. And I can tell you this. If that was their model and they never trusted Jesus Christ, they are burning in a hell today. That's the truth. Because they did it their way. I want to do it my way. My way or the highway. God has given everyone in this room a free choice. I'm not in here today to force you to do it God's way. That's not my job. You have to choose yourself. You have to choose between a pathway of blessings or between a pathway of heartaches. Between a pathway of trials, between a pathway of I think of alcoholics. That is a pathway of heartaches. That is a house that is built there. That is a person who has built their house upon pillars of sand, and someday it's going to crash. I think of many alcoholics. They come home and they beat their wives, they beat their kids, and then eventually one day what happens to the alcoholic is their whole family leaves them. And he's left with nothing. See, the house is not built on the sand. The house needs to be built on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. Hey, Christian, if you've got a problem here today, if you've got an addiction, you've got an issue, you've got something, you've got help around you. In this church, there are many people that you can talk to. We have a pastor you can call anytime. I know I've seen my dad. He's woken up at 1 or 2 in the morning and gone out to go help a married couple late in the morning because they've had a big fight and they're about to divorce. And he's tried to help them. You know, but what I'm saying is that build your house upon the solid foundation. What are you building your life on today? How is it built? Are your roots going deep into the ground in a spiritual growth? Or are your roots really shallow? Because when that wind comes and hits that tree or hits your life, When that problem comes and smacks you upside the head and you didn't even know it was coming, are you going to fall or are you going to trust in God? Are you going to live your life as this holy man? Are you going to live your life as like Jesus Christ? Are you going to live your life or are you going to live your life as a foolish man? Which one are you going to choose? Everyone gets a choice. I can't force you to do that way or that way. I can only warn you. I can only tell you. But I'm telling you today is that it's all worth it when you get to heaven and you've built your house upon a solid rock. I love seeing elderly Christians still serving God. For married couples who've been married for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, it's so amazing, so incredible that I want my life to be like that. They have built their house upon a solid foundation. They have done that for so many years, not because they've been a foolish person or because they've done wrong, but no, they have built their marriage on the Bible. They have built their marriage on a solid foundation. And that's what we should do nowadays. That's what we should do as Christians, is build our house, build our lives on a solid foundation. The Bible says, the rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And then it says there, and great was the fall of it. You see what happens if you're a Christian here today, and you, or anyone living in here today, is there's someone that's looking up to you. There's always someone. The elementary students look up to the junior high. The junior high look up to the high school. The high school look up to the college. The college look up to the adults, and so on and so forth. There's someone that's looking at you today, and they are watching your every move and watching you. Hey, your children do watch you. If you're a parent in here today. Your aunts, your uncles, your grandpa, they watch you and they see what you're doing, and they learn from you. And it says there in the Bible, and great was the fall of it. Hey, when the devil comes to your house, and if he knocks it over because you've built your house upon sand, you know what's going to happen to those people that have been watching you your whole life, where you've been faithful, and all of a sudden one day you crumble? They're going to flip the switch and say, I don't want to have what he had. I don't want to go to that church. If he's going to end up in the same spot that I'm in, I don't want it. I'm going to live it my life. And you have just gotten in the way of them in Jesus Christ. You have gotten in their way. You don't even know the fall. You don't even know the impact of your fall if you fall flat on your face and the devil gets you with sin. You don't even know the impact that it'll have on you, and not even just on you, because it says great was the fall of it, but others. Sin affects you and people around you. Sin affects more than you think. Sin is wrong. Sin is not holy. Sin is not just. Sin is not faithful. It's not honest. That is building your house upon sand and the dust of this world. I encourage you today, the first step in building your house upon a solid foundation. There may be someone in here today or someone listening who is not building their house upon sand. Hey, let me tell you today, God can forgive you. God will forgive you of any sin that you have ever done or ever committed. You may have problems or trials or issues, but God can help you through those. God is faithful. God is just. God is good. God is righteous. God is omnipotent. God knows what tomorrow holds. You don't. Build your house upon that rock so when the devil comes, when those trials come, when that depression comes, or when that bill in the mail comes, or health issues come, that your house will stand. You'll stand as a solid rock, and you'll say, you know what? I don't care what you throw at me, devil. I'm going to serve Jesus. I'm going to do what's right no matter what you throw at me, devil, and I'm going to do this. Hey, my work schedule tells me to work during church. I'm not doing it. I'm going to church. God will take care of me. God will bless me. If I just do what he has told me to do, God will take care of me. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to live for Him. I am not going to go out down the path of what I want to do, because that path leads to destruction. That path leads to hell. I want to build my house on a holy, righteous God. I want to build my kids on something that's right and Bible-based. And I want my house to stand when the devil comes at me. You see, when they build forts and stuff, they don't build them with sand. I've never seen a fort. I mean, I know little kids at the beach or something. They build their fort and their sand and stuff. But what happens after that? The waters come up and it's gone. What happens? You know, we as teenagers, we walk by it and we kick it over and it's gone. But you see people, they build their house with a brick, or they build it with wood. They build it with stronger things that support it. You can't knock that down. You can't push that up. No matter how hard I try to push on this wall, it's not falling over. That's built upon a solid foundation. And the same goes for you in your Christian life. God wants you to build your life on a solid foundation. First step in doing that is being saved. You've got to be saved. You've got to have a Bible as your base, as your foundation. Being saved. If you're not saved in here today, I beg you and plead with you to please be saved. Trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. You say, oh, God can't forgive me. God can never, ever forgive me. There's no way. Hey, God is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin. He is. Just like He forgave that thief on the cross, that murderer on the cross, murderer, thief. And He said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. It was because that guy that was hanging on the cross trusted in Jesus Christ. I beg with you and I plead with you today, please build your house upon the solid rock. Don't build your house upon foolish living. Christian, that alcohol is not worth it, building your house on that. That little sin that you've got hidden in your life is not worth it. It's not worth building your house upon that sand. Build your house upon the rock, upon Jesus Christ. Let's all bow our heads. Let's close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed.